This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Repairs are continuing at the state capitol, the site of significant vandalism during recent protests against police brutality and racism. Today, an official updated the Capitol Grounds Committee on the progress. Richard Lee says most of the graffiti on the building has now been removed.
We do have some problem areas on the Capitol that well-meaning people from the public came in and tried to clean, but some cleaners were used that kind of pushed the solvents and everything into the granite a little bit more.
Doors and windows will also be repaired over the next few weeks. The full cleanup is estimated to cost around $1 million. State Patrol are also reviewing the Capitol's security setup and plan to recommend potential upgrades. Winter Park Ski Resort, one of Colorado's largest ski areas, plans to open in mid-November. Officials say they'll prioritize the health of workers and visitors, but have offered no details on plans to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Colorado's governor closed all ski resorts in mid-March because of the pandemic. The Denver Broncos announced today that the next month's season home opener will be played without fans present. The team said on its website that the decision was made in collaboration with the state and that safety was the top priority. The Broncos host the Tennessee Titans on September 14th. The team hopes to have some fans at other games in the early season. Several other NFL teams have also announced fan-free season openers. It is 83 in the mountains, particularly around Vail, with some patchy smoke, low 49 tonight. This is CPR News.